more than enough for all of me. Forever thirst and every need, you satisfied me with your love, and all I have in you is more than. Still more.
is Colin Robertson, and today I'm playing Ballad by Bergmuller.
Good morning. My name is Sherry Parker Lewis. I'm the senior pastor at First United Methodist Church of Brighton and Whitmore Lake, and I welcome you to worship. This is the first Sunday in Eastertide, and we continue to celebrate the resurrection of Jesus Christ. It is a time of great joy. Now, I know you may be saying to yourself, I've been in this house a long time, and I'm not feeling that joy that you talk about. And I'm reminded of a biblical story. You'll remember that Moses took the people of Israel out of Egypt and moved them toward a promised land. And there was a moment, several moments, during that trip in the wilderness when they looked back and said, we want to just go back to the way things were. Because we knew that, we understood that. But Moses led them to the very edge of what God had promised. Along the way in the wilderness, they were disappointed. They argued. They tried to work out things their own way. But this is what God did. God offered them water and manna and quail. God offered them a structure, laws, and helped them to survive. And they made their way through the wilderness because of God's powerful presence with them. Today we travel in that place of wilderness. What has been is behind us, and what will be is unknown in this moment. But what we can be confident of is just like God's people who walked through a wilderness of the unknown end of chaos, we walk with God as well. By God's Holy Spirit, by the promise of the risen Christ, we are a people of hope, and that is our joy this morning. At First United Methodist Church, we seek to know God, to love God, and to serve God. And one of the ways we do that is by worshiping together. So again, welcome to worship. And whoa, we have a special worship today. April 19th was scheduled to be our Confirmation Sunday, a time when the eighth graders in our church profess their faith in Jesus Christ. Some are baptized, and families gather in celebration of the confirmation of their faith. Our Confirmation Sunday will be rescheduled at another time. But this year's confirmands have come together to lead worship. You will be blessed by scripture and prayer, by what the news of what they're doing, and by their messages of hope and their gifts of music. So join me now in worship. We begin with the introduction of a brand new song with Mike Tooman.
Good morning, everyone. I'm Mike Tooman, and this morning I have a new song for you. This one is a lot of fun. It's one I've been listening to for a few months, and I'm excited to share it with you this morning. This is To God All Praise and Glory.
Thank you. His grateful song, my joyful spirit raises. My heart revived, my soul restored. My heart rejoices in the Lord. To God all praise and glory. 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 Holy name, the God all praise and glory. Let all who lean on the Spirit's strength declare the wondrous story. Cast every idol from its throne, for Christ is Lord and Christ alone. To God all praise and glory. To God.
I'm Ryan Bell. The prayer I'm going to be reading is called During a National Crisis from the Book of Common Worship. I think is a good reminder to have faith in God during these times. God of ages, in your sight nations rise and fall and pass through times of peril. Now when our land is troubled, be near to judge and save. May leaders be led by your wisdom. May they search your will and see it clearly. If we have turned our way, help us reverse our ways and repent. Give us light and your truth to guide us. Through Jesus Christ, who is the Lord of this world and our Savior. Amen.
Hi, Faith family. My name is Ann Birchmeyer, and I am the Youth Director at First United Methodist Church in Brighton and Whitmore Lake. I'm here to talk to you today on what would have been Confirmation Sunday, where our eighth graders would take this step to solidify this spot in their faith journey. I know that a lot of disappointment comes with waiting for the stay-at-home orders to lift. Another thing that I personally have been trying to keep at bay is this feeling of fear. And one of the places that I have used to find hope instead of fear comes from an inspiration from Parker Palmer's book, Let Your Life Speak, where he talks about fear. We have places of fear inside us, but we have other places as well. Places with names like trust and hope and faith. We can choose to lead from one of those places, to stand on ground that is not riddled with fault lines of fear, to move towards others from a place of promise instead of anxiety. As we stand in one of those places, fear may remain close at hand and our spirits may still tremble. But now we stand on ground that will support us, ground from which we can lead others towards a more trustworthy, more hopeful, more faithful way of being in the world. With Easter just passing, I realize and I hold on to the ground that we as Christians stand on, and that is the ground through Jesus Christ our Lord. And I think it spells it out in Romans 5, verses 1 through 5. Therefore, having been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom also we have access by faith into this grace in which we stand, and rejoice in hope of the glory of God. And not only that, but we also glory in tribulations, knowing that tribulation produces perseverance, and perseverance character, and character hope. Now hope does not disappoint, because the love of God has been poured out in our hearts by the Holy Spirit who was given to us. My hope is with Christ, and that's why I am able to not be fearful and to lead from that ground that he tells us to stand on. One of the ways that I embrace to lead is through Wesley's three rules. One is to do no harm. So I am taking the stay-at-home order very seriously. I don't go out unless I have to, and when I do go out, I take the proper precautions. I try to strive to do good, and I know I can't go out because I am at risk. If I did go out, I would try to do shopping for others, or I would try helping those who are at risk with supplies or what have you. But what I can do and what I am doing is praying. I pray for individuals on my prayer list. I pray for those on the front line. I pray for those in jobs that are making our world go round. I pray for our world leaders that they will find a way to get us all through this. I'm also actively connecting with anybody, somebody every day. I try to call somebody every day or write to somebody every day, text people every day. I try to do as many as I possibly can so that we're not living in isolation. I think connection is so important right now. And third is to stay in love with God. I try to continue to find ways to connect to God, whether I'm walking or I'm worshiping. I try to find a couple worship services each week to look at and participate in. I know several churches are offering online services that they didn't before. And Pastor Sherry and Pastor George are offering faith talks a couple times a week. I try to at least get to one of those. I've been reading books that I've been setting aside that strengthen my faith, and I've been reading the Bible as well. The other thing that I have been doing is listening to music that I know makes me feel closer to God. So I hope and encourage that you will do the same and find ways to also incorporate those three rules into your life daily. God bless. Take care.
Hi, I'm Ryan Hempel. And on Friday, March 13th, my life as I knew it completely changed. School was canceled, my sports were canceled, and the ability to see my friends came to an end. But I know God is always with us. I know we will see better days. I would like to share the scripture of hope. Psalm 121, verses 7 through 8. The Lord will keep you from all harm. He will watch over your life. The Lord will watch over your coming and going, both now and forevermore. Thank you.
Thank you. Good morning. My name is Bob Fuchs. I'm one of the pastors at First United Methodist Church in Brighton and Whitmore Lake. And as we enter into a time of prayer, I want to share a verse of scripture. As we have come together today virtually, I want you to hear these words from Matthew chapter 18, verse 20. For where two or three come together in my name, there am I with them. And I think it's important as we enter into a time of prayer to remember that while we may not be gathered together in the same place, we have gathered together in the name of Jesus Christ, and He is present with us. Please join me in prayer. Our ever-present Savior, we come before You this morning in different places, in our homes where we hope that we are safe. It is the second Sunday in the Easter season, and we remember that just a week ago, we were told about the empty tomb, about the change from death to resurrection, from sorrow to hope. And we know that You are present with us this morning. We remember Your acts of compassion and healing. We remember Your caring for those who others marginalized, and we remember that You promise to be with us. As we are in prayer this morning, we are also in a place of fear in our lives. We are living in a world with a new virus, one that we've not experienced before, and we're not sure what our future holds. And we remember that You are ever present. We remember Your love for us and the care that we are receiving from others. We give thanks this morning for those who are putting themselves at risk to make sure that we have adequate food, that we have medical care, that we are being watched over So we give thanks for truck drivers, for grocery clerks, for those who are checking us out at the register. We give thanks for all of the medical professionals, the doctors, the nurses, the techs. We give thanks for those who are cleaning all of the places where we go, who are sanitizing and making sure that we are a little bit safer when we enter those places. And we know that they are putting themselves at risk, not for themselves, but for others. And we truly give thanks that you have allowed them, be with them, care for them as you are caring for us. We pray for those who are struggling physically, for those who have experienced the virus, and we pray for the families of those who have died from the COVID virus. And we know that people are struggling financially. There are those who are out of work, the small businesses are closed. We know that you are with them, and we pray that they may come out of this on the other side and be able to continue on. We pray for those who are home alone, who don't have someone reaching out to them, and may we who are on this worship time together, may we reach out to those who are alone and be that voice that they need to hear over the phone. And for those who are struggling spiritually and emotionally during these difficult times, and those who are at risk in their current environment, please, please know that we know that you are with them, and may we show that same compassion to them and be your voice to them, showing them the love that you shared for all of us. And for our world leaders, those leaders of our nation, those who are our leaders in our state and in our local communities, may they feel your touch upon them and that your wisdom may be part of how they approach what we are to do next. Give them the leadership skills that they need in their difficult, challenging positions. And we turn to you. We turn to you and we say, we hear you. And we raise our voices together in the prayer that you taught us to pray, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, and deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen.
Isn't worship wonderful so far? And there is more to come. I take this moment in the middle of our worship service to remind us that in the tradition of the church, we respond to God's word and we respond in worship. And there are different ways that we do that. We do it with music and prayer and different liturgies if we're in worship. But if we're outside of worship, there are ways that we respond as well. We respond in service. Oh, I've heard. The United Methodist Women are coordinating the making of surgical masks, and they have made over 1,000 masks that have been delivered to nursing homes and hospitals and neighbors in support of those who are on the front lines working for those who are ill. I am excited as I hear about food that we are supplying for local food banks and for Detroit through Cass Community Social Services, and those of us who are able to volunteer at local food banks and to be of service. And I am excited as I hear of your generosity. Here at First United Methodist Church, we have made a commitment to sustain our staffing levels so that we can bring you, even in this time, full ministry. We're continuing to care for our buildings and prepare for our eventual return for ministry and worship together. And we are committed to meeting all of our financial obligations. And I am so thankful for those of you who have responded in faith by your generosity. Thank you for those who have mailed in your offerings. Thank you for those who are giving electronically, either by a regular gift of electronic fund transfer or by gifts through your credit or debit card or checking account. You can find ways to do that, including a PayPal button on our website. Go to brightonfumc.org. You'll find the Give button right on the front page. This is just one way that we together are responding as a church in thankfulness for all that God has done and all that God will do. Now let's continue our celebration of faith with Confirmands as Anna Atarian brings a gift of music.
I'm Anna Atarian, and this is Simple Gifts. My name is Anna Atarian. I'm 13 years old while recording this, but I'll be 14 when you watch it. I've spent these last several weeks struggling to keep my hope alive as the world around me seems to be spiraling downward so fast. I look around at the countless stories of God helping the world through troubled times, and I'm reminded that no matter what challenges we may be facing, we are all still God's children, and by His grace, we will overcome.
Hello, my name is Carly Bob, and this is my confirmation video. So instead of you guys having to look at my face and watch me talk, I decided to do some chalk art for it. I saw this thing online where you make this stained glass effect with some chalk and some tape. And I was like, what am I going to do? So I decided to do the church logo, because why not? And during the process, it kind of started raining and snowing, and then by the end it started pouring. So I rushed to get all the tape off. And here's the finished product. And compared to the actual logo, I think it's pretty good. Here's another piece of chalk art that I have done over the quarantine. Speaking of quarantine, I found out that I like to do something I never knew I did, and that's baking. So the first thing I made was an apple pie, and it was really good. And the next thing I made was a New York style cheesecake with a strawberry sauce, which took forever, but it was still really good. And then the next thing I made were French macaroons. Probably wondering how all of this connects to church, and I will tell you. When I'm doing both of these activities, I feel really connected to God, and I feel like He's right there helping me through everything, even when the times get tough. But then also these things make me happy. They fill me up with joy and make me feel like I'm doing something cool. And it also makes me use the creative side of myself, which is, I think, is really fun. And it also makes me think outside of the box, because with all the different colors and the shapes and the ingredients, and it also makes me use my imagination. On top of all of that, both these activities are very relaxing and are just fun to do. Looking back at my experience from confirmation, I had a lot of fun. I learned a bunch of things that I didn't know before, and all the things I learned were pretty interesting. And all of the teachers and all of the mentors were super nice, which made it even better.
Hello, my name is Ethan Fascione, and today I will be playing an original song. Thank you.
Hi, everyone. My name is Stephanie Barrett, and I'm going to be answering a few things about my faith today. Hello, everyone. I hope you are doing well even through these hard times. I know it's been difficult staying in the house, like, for weeks and weeks on end, but I've found time to paint and ride my bike more, and I hope you're finding things that you can do as well. Today, I'm going to be answering the question, how is your faith giving you hope right now? And really, I think there can be many answers to this question, but my answer is that I think about, you know, times in the past, like the Great Depression or the plague or, you know, like things like that. And I remember that they got through those things. And I remember that God helped them through all of that and that we're still here today because of it. And I remember that that's going to happen eventually through this hard time. And I think that's the most important thing, is to keep positive and remember that God is always with you, no matter what. So that was what I had to say about how my faith is giving me hope right now. And I hope you enjoyed, and thank you so much for watching. And just remember that God is always there for you.
My name is Sydney Kelly, and over the past few weeks, I've been reading a lot, and I've been going outside and spending time with my family. And to share my faith, I'm going to talk about how faith has given me hope. And I chose to talk about this because I think it, for a lot of people, has given them hope and what's kept us going. So, as I said, I've been spending a lot of time with my family and outside, and I choose to look at this situation as an opportunity that God has given us to realize what's most important to us in life and to focus on that, but to also not take for granted the little things that we often do, and to appreciate those, but most importantly, knowing that God has a plan and that everything's going to work out whether we see that or not.
Like Good morning. My name is Isabel Sang, and I'm a member of this year's confirmation class. Now, I was very excited for my 8th grade year, because there are many things that come with being an 8th grader, like our Washington, D.C. trip, middle school sports, my 8th grade graduation, and my confirmation ceremony, and many other things. And as most of you probably know, most of those things are not happening as planned, which this is a very stressful time for all of us, and it's very confusing, but those things have personally caused me a lot of stress. And I just wanted to show you guys some of the ways that I've been dealing with that. Now, I found a couple Bible verses that whenever I'm feeling extra, you know, stressed out or worried, I go back to, and they help me feel better. Now, my first verse is one that most of you probably know. It's Psalm 23, verse 4. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I fear no evil, for you are with me, your rod and your staff that comfort me. Now, I love this verse because it just tells us that no matter what earthly boundaries we come across, God will always be there, and he'll always be there to comfort us. Now, my second verse is Romans 8:18. I consider that our present sufferings are not worth comparing to the glory that will be revealed in us. And I found a translation that makes it a little bit easier to understand. The pain that you've been feeling cannot compare to the joy that's coming. And I love this because it gives me a hope for, you know, when this is all over and when everything will go back to normal, but we'll all be stronger from this experience. So there is joy coming. And I love that these verses can help me feel that. And my third verse is Isaiah 43, verse 2. When you go through deep waters, I will be with you. And just those words, I will be with you. It's just, even if you don't see God, and even if you can't hear God, he's always there. And he will never leave you. Well, those are just some words of God, and I hope you found them as comforting as I have. I also hope that sometime soon we can all come together again and lift our praises in the Lord's name. But for now, stay home, stay safe, and stay healthy.
Congratulations, Confirmands, on a wonderful, wonderful journey. We're so proud of you. I have been working with you, most of you, for a long time with Vacation Bible School. So on this special day, we're going to do a Vacation Bible School song from a long time ago, maybe when you were little, called Big House. So please join me and my kids. Come and go with me to my father's house. Come and go with me to my father's house. It's a big, big house with lots and lots of room. A big, big table with lots and lots of food. A big, big yard where we can play football. Touchdown! A big, big house. It's my father's house. Drew did air guitars, remember? Always liked the air guitars. Come and go with me to my father's house. Come and go with me to my father's house. It's a big, big house with lots and lots of room. A big, big table with lots and lots of food. A big, big yard where we can play football. Touchdown! A big, big house. It's my father's house. Last time, you ready? You know the motions now. Come and go with me to my father's house. Come and go with me to my father's house. It's a big, big house with lots and lots of room. A big, big table with lots and lots of food. A big, big yard where we can play football. Touchdown! A big, big house is my father's house. It's my father's house. Congratulations. Have a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful day.
What can you say after a time of worship like that? How will we respond? Well, we can smile. We can give thanks for the youth of our church and we can give thanks for the pull of Jesus Christ on our hearts and theirs that bring us to this faith. In this week, in this time of wilderness, know that God is powerfully present. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, go in joy. Amen. And now, we will conclude with music by Colin Robertson.
Hi, my name is Colin Robertson, and today I'm playing Ballad by Bergmuller.
see.